Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizan Sunnat with full concentration. Because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger, or messing around with your clothes, body, or hair may result in the removal of its blessings. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times in a day shall not die until he sees his place in heaven." Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, Laylatul Qadr is an extremely auspicious night. It is called Laylatul Qadr because the commandments of the whole year are enforced in this night. In other words, the angels make a record of whatever is going to happen the following year. It is stated in Tafsir Sawi on page 2398. Volume number 6, translation, it, meaning destiny, appears in the registers of the angels. There are several other reasons for the greatness of this night. A renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul hannan, says, this night is called Laylatul Qadr for several reasons. Number 1, in this night, the tasks of the following year are set and assigned to the angels. Qadr refers to either destiny or dignity. Number 2. The Holy Quran was revealed at this night. Number 3. The worship performed in this night has great Qadr, meaning excellence. Number 4. Qadr also means narrowness. Angels descend at this night in such a great number that the earth is crowded with them. For these reasons, this night is called Laylatul Qadr. There is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that says, whoever offers salah with faith and sincerity at this night shall be forgiven for all of his previous sins. We must not spend this sacred night in heedlessness. Whoever worships in this night is rewarded more than the worship of 1,000 months, which implies more than 83 years and 4 months. Only Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was informed by Allah Azza wa Jal, know how much more. Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam and other angels descend at this night and shake hands with the worshippers. Each and every moment of this blessed night is full of peace that remains till dawn, meaning Subh-e Sadiq. It is a huge grace of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal has granted this glorious night only to His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and for His sake to His Ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, undoubtedly we sent it down in the blessed night. And what you know what the blessed night is? The blessed night is better than 1,000 months. Therein descend angels and Jibra'il by the commandment of their Rabb of for every affair. That is, all peace till the rising of the dawn. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see? Laylatul Qadr is so important that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a whole surah describing its excellence. In this blessed surah, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned several unique qualities of this sacred night. Commentating on this surah, the honorable commentator of the Quran have said, in this night, Allah Azza wa Jal sent down the Holy Quran from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the first sky and then gradually revealed it to his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam over a period of approximately 23 years. It is stated in Tafsir Azizi that when the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam considered the fact that the previous ummas were given long lives, whereas his ummah was given short lives as compared to them, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam got concerned that his ummah would not be able to surpass previous ummas even if it worships abundantly. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal intensified, and he Azza wa Jal granted his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Laylatul Qadr. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to develop the mindset of attaining the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, join the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global, non-political religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in order to spend life according to the Sunnah, 72 Madani in'amat for Islamic brothers, 63 for Islamic sisters, 92 for male religious students, 83 for female religious students, and 40 for boys and girls have been formulated. These are in the form of questions regarding worships and morals. Everyone should fill in their Madani in'amat booklets practicing Fikr-e Madina, pondering over deeds every day, and hand them in to their relevant responsible Islamic brother before the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. The Madani in'amat have caused Madani revolutions in the lives of many Islamic brothers and sisters. Dear Islamic brothers, the following Madani blessing clearly shows how fortunate are those filling in the booklet of Madani in'amat. An Islamic brother of Hyderabad, Babul Islam Sindh, gave the following sworn statement. One night in Rajab 1426 AH, I was blessed with the huge privilege of beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. His blessed lips began to move and the flowers of mercy began to fall from them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever punctually does Fikr-e Madina about his Madani in Amat every day in this month, Allah Azza wa Jal shall forgive him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring ijtima commencing. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring ijtima commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah, and fill out the Madani in'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr-e Madina, and submit it to the Zimedar, relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality, by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins, O Allah Azza wa Jal. Give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every movement, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.